The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with a brand new face. So sorry, but all of you on the podcast just get the brand new voice, but everyone that tunes in the YouTube gets a brand new face. And I've met Jackson on Zoom dozens of times. And, you know, I love Jackson. She's a good looking married lady, but, you know, she'll show up in a t-shirt and half makeup. I'm guessing bad breath and body. I don't know. Cause I, you know, it's over video. And then the one time I invited the podcast, this hot chick comes, all fancy hair and makeup. I'm guessing she smells lovely. So what's that about, Jackson? Why am I not good enough for, you know, made up Jackson, but Cleaning Nation gets like fancy, pretty Jackson? What's going on here?
Fair question. I'll be honest. Normally I'm coming straight from a school run, getting kids off to school. So we kind of, I just run out the door, man. And then I jump on with you shortly after I get home. So today I had a little extra time.
Did Fancy Jackson show up before dropping the kids to school or after?
No, that's why I had my hair half curled in our meeting this morning.
Okay, because I want to know if the kids
exactly
were
enough
like,
time to do half, but not the other.
Not
half.
The other. Yeah. Because my son is brutal. Like my wife has beautiful fake eyelashes, which she's not ashamed of. So I can share that without getting in trouble. And she had taken them off, or I don't know, they were off. And my 6-year-old goes, "What's wrong with your face?" And she said, "I don't have my fake eyelashes on." And he said, "You should put them on." So I didn't know if you went made up, if your kids were like, "What? Why are you different, mommy?" But you're like half made up, no interest, no notice. They're just like, "I don't care. It's just mom."
Yeah, they don't notice at all. I don't think that anyone at the babysitters or the school would recognize me if I wasn't like in sweatpants running out the door, like with my hair unbrushed, because that's how we do the school drop offs every day.
So when you dropped your kids, they'd be like, "Oh, looks like Jackson hired a good looking nanny." Like,
yeah, they'd be super confused. teacher would be like, "Do you have your ID? I haven't seen
like, are you, before. Yeah, are you okay? I'm going to call Jackson and make sure you're like an authorized situation." All right. So for the, you know, I'm guessing one or two of you that didn't call in specifically hear about Jackson's makeup routine. I guess we could start a podcast. So Jackson is one of our coaches. She does our breakthrough calls. I love, love, love having these guys and gals on because they get to talk to Cleaning Nation, you guys, more than all of us. So Tracy and myself and Lindsay and all the other team that we introduce you to, we spend 80% of our time talking to our clients who are just a little bit different than you guys, not trying to be offensive or anything, but you know, they've made a more commitment. They tend to be kind of the best of the best. So their fears and their needs and what they're going through is often just different than what you guys are going through. Not like 180 degrees different, but like 10 degrees different. So Jackson kind of gets, and she does a lot of calls. She gets to talk to, I think we book over 100 calls a month for Jackson. So she gets a lot of exposure to you guys. So what I love having her on and the coaches that do that process on is to really share. And her job is to help people get clear on where they're at, where they want to be, and help them come up with a real plan to get there. And again, we have, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of people listen to the podcast. So we can only do a couple hundred calls a month. So the vast majority of you aren't going to get to do one of these calls. So we want to kind of give you some of the benefit via podcast. So Jackson, what would you say when people come in is their biggest thing holding them back? So actually I'll give you two questions. One, what's the thing they think is holding them back? Cause you know, as well as I do, we have all sorts of stories about, if I just had, I'll let you answer the question, then my life would be great. And all my dreams would come true. And you know, it's typically not the case. And then what's the actual thing that you found is really holding them back? Sorry, we dove into the deep end, like right off the bat. Jackson's like, 9 seconds ago, we're talking about my hair. Now you're making me like think for a living. Yeah. That's how we roll, babies. Come at it.
Yeah, it's a really good question. So I think probably the top thing that everyone thinks is holding them back is finding clients. Second to that would be finding employees. Once we dive in and really get to the nitty gritty of it, I think the most common thing is fear. And how that plays out is fear of fear of making a big mistake, fear of putting themselves out there, doing something uncomfortable. And then it kind of keeps them playing it really, really safe. And the problem is that the results that they want are on the other side of playing safe. And it's hard. It's hard to confront that. You know, we have a tendency to want to talk about really logistical things and, well, here's my ideas. And, well, I know what this person is doing. And time and time and time again, it has more to do with where that person is emotionally, what their fears are, and kind of the story that's playing, that tape that's playing in their head seems to actually be the underlying cause behind all of it. And I notice with that it's hard. It's really hard to actually talk about what's really going on behind the curtain, you know, with your fears and everything. Cause the reality is you're not talking about that in real life, right? Somebody asks you, how's business? Oh, it's great. It's wonderful. I love it. And so to have that real conversation is hard, but I find with a lot of people, once they're willing to talk about what's really going on in their head, we get some major breakthroughs of, I'm terrified. I don't want to look like a fool. I don't want to lose clients. I'm worried that this is going to be an expensive mistake. And then they get stuck kind of in that loop of doing nothing. Right. And it's like, but doing nothing is why you're here. Right. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that answers your question.
It did. Let me, cause I think with three or four questions, I can hit 80% of the listeners that are like, oh God, you know, and this is a great opportunity for all of you listening, cause you can kind of live vicariously through us. Right. So when you have a call with one of our coaches, you actually have to show up and, I mean, to get any value and be real and ask and answer these questions and kind of get into that, which that's where you get, you know, obviously the value of those calls are gonna be a lot higher than we can deliver to you here, one to many, but also the cost is higher, and that we don't charge for the calls, but the emotional, like I have to do. So if I may, I'm going to speak for the people so they can go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad Mike asked that. Cause I have that quiet. I have that feeling. I have that belief, but I don't want to like say it out loud. So would that be okay if I kind of threw three or four of what I think our clients' big fears are at you, and you can kind of say, yeah, that's what I'm hearing, or no, that's not what I'm not. And then maybe help them with some more empowering beliefs that would help them get through that. Fair?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So first would be God, I'm going to say this so harshly, and I don't mean to be harsh. So give me a little love, Clean Nation. The lie that everything's okay. Well, Jackson, I'd like to get out of cleaning, but honestly, I like it. It's really cathartic for me, right? I don't mind it so much. And they go back and forth between trying to be a little honest, but afraid that Jackson's going to judge, or they're going to have to do something different or whatever with I really want to grow. And they kind of know in their hearts, they don't want to grow. But when things get real, oh, I don't mind cleaning. It's not that bad. It's okay. I know I'll have to do it. It's something I'll have to do to a girl. Maybe I'll get out in 2 years. So what would you say to someone that's got that fear or hang up around not being able, like for me, I would label it as just not being able to ask for what you really want or be honest with yourself what you really want. But how do you help people that show up like that?
That's a really good question. And it's pretty common. I would say it makes sense that would be the story that you're telling yourself, the story that you're telling others. When you're in the trenches of it, I mean, how are you going to get up every day and do the work when you're in a place of, I have to do all the cleaning and I'm not making as much as I would actually working for somebody else doing it, because this is a really hard season that I'm in. It makes sense that you would tell yourself these things to empower yourself and give yourself the energy to actually show up and do it. That makes sense. But if you want it to change, we have to talk about the reality of it. Right? Because you're never, ever going to change something that feels comfortable. And if you're telling yourself that you're comfortable, you're going to stay there. Right? And it's really hard, does not even begin to describe it, but it's kind of that pulling back the curtain and being honest. Think about what actually got you into starting your own business. It wasn't so that you were going to work 60 hours a week. You were going to actually bring home less. And you might want to tell yourself, it doesn't matter how much money I make because I'm here for the cause. It does matter, right? Money doesn't bring happiness, but a lack of money while you're working 60 hours a week has a massive impact on your life, on your children's lives, on your marriage, on your ability to care for yourself and to do what matters to you, right? So just being willing to say, even if it's just for the hour that we're talking, right? Just being willing to say, okay, no, this is not where I want to be. I'm afraid to talk about it because I have no idea how to solve it. But being willing to actually discuss that, that actually brings up the opportunity for you to make a change.
So the two things I'm hearing are, one, I love, Jackson, how you don't judge, right? I get really judgy. That's something I'm working on. So you kind of acknowledge, like, I get it. That makes sense, right? Like, you're not a crazy person. You're not bad. It would make sense that you would tell yourself that story because you want to protect yourself. And we're all human. So I love that. And by the way, when you're looking for a coach, that's what you want, someone that doesn't judge, comma, but she also didn't let it go, right? So that's kind of the difference between a friend, a good coach, and a bad coach. A friend is going to be all, I understand, that makes sense, it'll be okay, which is fine to make you feel better in the moment, but it isn't going to get you the results that you want in life. A bad coach is just going to crap all over you. That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. You got to pull your head out, fix it, slap you around, which is going to put you into defensive mode and not really be able to hear the next thing. So what I'm hearing Jackson say, and this is what I encourage you to seek in a coach, is someone that's not judgmental, curious, right? She, you know, she's obviously thought through, why would people think this way? And she's like, of course you'd think this way. That's how you protect yourself when you're human. And that makes sense. You can kind of give yourself permission to go, okay, that may not be the most effective thing going forward, but we're not going to beat ourselves up going back. And even if we do it going forward, we're not going to judge. We're just going to go, that's not going to get me what I want. So, and then we're going to kind of give some nice steps of how to move forward. So that balance of really being able to listen without judgment, be curious, trying to understand you, and still encourage you to get the results that you want. I love that. All right. You did so well that one. I'm going to hit you with another one. How do you help people that, because of that, so the outpouring could be making up a lot of other little stories that aren't the truth. So, oh, I wanted, they get hyper-focused on, I worked with Angie's List and I got scammed, and, you know, they just kind of want to keep going to, or my husband doesn't support me, or, and I'm not saying these are important or unimportant things, please don't hear me that, but they'll, if I just get this one bid, right? I got a bid out, and I know Jackson's like, let's talk about where you want to be and where you want to go and really come up with a plan to actually get your goals, but they're so focused on that bid, or should I do W-1099, or should I give my people, like, we kind of, I think because we want it to be true, we try and make it simple, right? It's a complex answer. I wish there was just a coach on the world that you could call in, and an hour long call could help you give all the tools you need for $1 million business, just right there in an hour, right? I've not met that guy. We are certainly not those guys or gals. Jackson's great. She ain't that great. How do you help folks that come with that hyper focus on, I want it to be true. I want it, if I could just get my spouse to support me, if I could just get this one bid, if I just knew how to do a Facebook ad. And I think some of that comes from marketing, right? The people selling Facebook ads are motivated to sell you. If you just give me money to do your Facebook ad, everything will be great. But obviously that's not or Angie's List. Just give us money and it'll be great. So we kind of get trained to think in that very one-dimensional pattern for a seven-dimensional problem, right? Business is complex. So how do you support those folk that may be there? Like, they're listening to this call and like, you're talking about all this crap, Mike. I just need to know this one thing and then my business will be great. And you know, that's not true. And I know that's not true. And they probably know it's not true, but how would you lovingly respond to that person, that group of people out there feeling that way right now?
That's a powerful question. So I think a good example of this, if I'm sure everyone has had this experience in their life at some point, that you've been working at a job and a new boss comes in, new manager, new boss, and the whole thing kind of falls apart. The culture falls apart. Stuff stops getting done. People start.
This is basically Jackson telling the story of when she came to work here. She's like, man, everything was fine. And then I realized I had to work for Mike and that, whoo, things went off the rails quick. But I appreciate you not using my name. That would have been really hurtful. But just so you know, I know what's going on here. But continue with your little story about this new boss.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. But the reality is that it's not a one person show. For you to have a one person show, it's you having a cleaning job, right? And everything depends on you. And then the whole machine is just you keeping all these things afloat.
And we can go back, just like we talked about at the beginning, to tell ourselves the story of, that's okay. I know I didn't get into this to have a cleaning job. And I know it's been a year and a half or 2 years or even 2 months. And I've got this cleaning job, but I really like cleaning, right? So we could kind of goes back to that first story. Continue.
Yeah. Yeah. No, spot on. And, but as things start to grow, I mean, it's a system, just like your body is a system, right? And so it's like, okay, if you have a wound on your hand and you can't get that wound to heal, you might be thinking, man, if I could just get this wound to heal, I would be okay. But the reality is that doesn't make your whole body work. Right. I mean, that could become an infection that could spread everywhere, but at the end of the day, what it comes down to is if things were that simple, why isn't everyone a success in this industry? Why isn't everyone an entrepreneur? Why is it such a small percentage of people that actually succeed? Right. If nothing is ever that simple, unless it's just a one-man show. If it's just you, maybe you just need that one extra bid because it's that you're, you know, that much money every month away from being able to make this work for yourself. When you got a well-oiled machine, you don't get to fix one piece of it and think that the whole thing works.
I'm hearing a theme of just getting clarity on what you want and not tolerating not that, right? Like when it gets hard, I'm going to have to hire someone, and that's scary. And then we tell, there's a whole slew of stories around that. They might lie, cheat, or steal. They might not, no call, no show. They might do a bad job. Maybe my customers demand it be me. The customers you have might, you get to choose other customers, right? So I think what I'm hearing you say, Jackson, please tell me if I'm putting words in your mouth, is the people that are doomed to continue the life that they want shrink up and go, if that's the, and they don't say this, but their actions say, if that's the price, stepping out of my comfort zone, changing my behavior in a main way, I'm not going to pay it. And as opposed to saying that, being honest with themselves, they tell themselves, oh, I never wanted that anyway, right? Like I went for this thing, but I was afraid to really go for it because if I just half-ass it and I don't get it, I can always go, I never really wanted it, right? It's on my safe spot, right? Like if I asked a girl out on a date and she said, no, I was just kidding. I never really wanted to go out on you, as opposed to like, oh, that really hurts. I really think highly of you. And I was really hoping we could get to know each other. It's a lot more vulnerable, but I might get a different result. Or you know what? I'm committed. I want to get to know you. And I'm going to show you that you want to get to know me too. And you won't date me this week. That's okay. I'll be back next week. Like, is that a crap ton scare? Yeah. But do I have a shot to get what I want? And I could, you know, I could tell them, oh, I never wanted that anyway. So, you know, oh, she's dumb. She's, you know, she must be, you know, there's something wrong with her, like all sorts of defensive mechanisms. We do the same thing with our business, which we feel just as intimate about, is more so probably often than dating. Oh, I never wanted to grow. I love that. So I guess for Jackson, just hearing her giving you permission to go get what you want, you can do it. Now, yeah, you're going to do some scary stuff, but that's not it. So that'll bring me my last kind of question, I think, that we get, which is the big one. And a lot of times when they're able to talk with you, Jackson, you get them there and they articulate this, but for the folks that are listening, you know, just be open to go, ah, shoot, that might be me. It comes down to, Jackson, I want wildly different results, but I'm going to negotiate with reality. I'm not willing to do wildly different things. And they'll go, I'll work harder. So, you know, I'm working 60 hours a week and making $3,500 a week or a month, sorry. And I'm cleaning all the time. I'll work 90 hours, right? Because they're comfortable with that. So they're like, I'll work more. And that's their solution. But reality, unfortunately, goes, that's not the price you need to pay. I need you to be someone different. Like, fine, I'll work 120 hours. And reality is like, you're not listening, right? Or here's my least favorite one, which just breaks my heart, is, oh, it's going to work because it has to, right? Yeah. Especially for newer people, it has to.
Yes.
No offense. If I'm going to ask this girl out, my strategy of it's got to work because it has to is going to kill me. She trust me, go up to a person of the opposite sex and ask them out when they have to say yes, that energy is not going to make it happen. Right. It's much better if I'm like, I got 37 girls that want to date me, but I would like to spend some time with you. This doesn't have to work at all. I got options. We can get a lot better result. So what would you say to the many people out there that, again, maybe one-on-one would have a hard time admitting that, but in the silence of their own podcast or video can kind of admit and go, yeah, I guess I do have that belief that it'll work because it has to. I mean, first of all, I'll be the jerk and I'll let Jackson be the nice guy. It doesn't. I've been doing this for 7 years. We've coached a lot. The streets are littered with corpses of people that went out of business, went bankrupt, had to go back and get a job, and are right now working. Some of you might be right now working at your job because you had to go back because it didn't work. And you told yourself, first that it had to, and it didn't have to, and you're back working. And now you're like, oh, this job isn't so bad. But in your heart of hearts, you know that your entrepreneurial dream is not being fulfilled. So what would you say to the person that feels it has to work? And again, they come back broken and it sucks. Sometimes when they come back and then like, okay, now I'll listen. Now I'll do the hard stuff. And it sucks because they put themselves through years or decades of pain before they get broken. And, you know, we always want to help them before, right? Before, you know, at the first point. So what would you say to someone that has this fantasy? It's going to work because it has to. I'll just work harder. I'll figure it out. They just have this kind of bravado that they put onto the world, which is a good attitude, but it's a terrible business plan, right? It's not going to work, right? So what would you say to that person? And it's tough. This is easy for Jackson because usually she has to talk to him one-on-one and she's actually talking to a human being who's right there and emoting. So you get a chance to kind of say what you've always wanted to say and they can't talk back. This is the best thing about podcast, Jackson. For once, you can say whatever you want and people will be screaming at their phone or whatever listening on. We can't hear them. So go get them, Jackson. Say what you've always wanted to say, but you're afraid someone will yell at you.
Yeah. A couple of things. The first thing is that, and this is so harsh, and you know, I'm not typically a very harsh person.
I try to say all the mean stuff. Cause I know you like being the nice one. So I never get to see harsh Jackson. I'm ready. I'm like, let's go. What do we got, girl?
Yeah. It's harsh, but the reality is that everyone thinks that they're special. Everyone thinks that they're the first one, that they have the most detailed cleaning, that they're the hardest worker, that they're the smartest, that they're the one that saw the opportunity that nobody else saw.
Hold on. I don't want people to miss this. What Jackson is saying is so, so important. If you ignore the whole rest of the podcast and just internalize this, first of all, you are special. Everyone we talk to is unique. You're all someone's mom, someone's dad, someone's hero. Please don't hear us saying you are not special. You are wildly special. We wouldn't invest all this time and effort into you if we didn't think you were completely special. So the takeaway is not that you're not special. The takeaway is your beliefs that you feel are unique are not unique, right? For us older folks who see kids in love, they're like, no one's ever felt this before. And you're like, your mom and I felt that 20 years ago. You just don't see it because you're young and you don't know. That doesn't mean that it's not special, this love that you have with your whole, you know, spouse, but it's certainly not unique. You're not the first. Yes. So I'm going to give this back to Jackson. I just didn't want her to, sometimes she'll say brilliant things and not realize they're brilliant and keep talking. So I wanted everyone to get, you are special. You are unique. You are special. You are unique. Your situation is not unique. You believing you said them all perfect, whatever you said, rewind and listen to what Jackson said. I'm the only, you know, I'm the first one to find this master's. No one else in my area has gotten this. I clean better than everybody else. These stories are just gonna kill you. Absolutely kill you. And you can go years sometimes and then we blame the world. Well, people don't want to work. People are cheap. It's everyone else's fault, right? The girl didn't reject me because maybe I didn't show up right. The girl rejected me because there's something wrong with her. All right. So sorry, back to you, but that is so profound. I just want to make sure you didn't gloss over it.
Yeah. And I think the way that you rephrased it is your situation is not special, right? And one of the things that I really cherish the most about everyone that I talk to, I don't think anyone gets on my phone doesn't have like the highest work ethic, right? Like it's the hardest working people that I get to talk to every single day. And I think there's kind of this dichotomy of it's really heartbreaking, but if it's rechanneled, it's very, very empowering. If you can take the level of commitment that you have to the story of I'm going to work the hardest, I'm going to clean the best, or just that commitment of this, what I'm doing is going to work because it has to, that energy has so much potential. That level of commitment, that work ethic is huge. If you can rechannel that and redirect it into, I'm going to take that commitment and I'm going to put it on the outcome that I want from this. Focus. What is the lifestyle that you want? What is the opportunity that you want? What is not just for you, but for people that come to work for you? Do you know how many people are dying to just have a work environment that they enjoy?
Jackson's right? Actually looking for a job now. So if you're
I'm on the market. But I mean, the reality is that you have so much potential in that energy and that commitment and just your willingness to show up and to work that hard. If you could redirect it and put it on the outcome, and then that would open up. If you could be willing to say, I'm so committed to that, that I will take the help, the direction, the tools, the being uncomfortable. If all of your focus was on that destination, all of that energy, you would be willing to ask for help. You would be willing to have the hard conversations. You would be willing to make the sacrifices necessary. But the difference is that it's worth it, right? You're actually empowered because you're actually getting the results that you want.
That is spot on. And I want to agree with Jackson when she says the people we talk to are just the hardest working. That's you guys, right? All everyone that we talk to, almost everyone's listening to the podcast. So it's you. And they've got this fire inside of them that is what keeps me doing this, right? Like I always half jokingly tell you guys, you know, if I want to make money, I'd go serve car dealers or construction companies. We make a lot more money, but that's not the people I want to be with. I want to be with you guys because you have this fire that is awesome. But like with real fire, you can use it to burn your town down. Like it's so powerful by just saying, because I want it more, it'll happen. Like, which, you know, is an okay mindset sometimes, but it is a terrible business strategy. Or you can use that fire to like create a nuclear power plant and power the whole thing. Like you just have to harness it. So, okay. So guys, I feel like it's been a heavy, I didn't realize Jackson would be all like smart and philosophical, but here we are. If I always want to make sure we leave these podcasts, cause I hear so many people like, oh, I listen to all the podcasts and I love them, but often they don't do any action. So again, the podcast can be super fun. Just listen and absorb and get all this information. You leave the podcast going, I feel great. And then you go back to your life and don't do anything different. And that kind of great feeling wears off, which is good. We want to be entertaining. We want you guys to have fun and feel good about yourselves for sure. But what really feels good is living the life that you want. So for those of you that are like, I want to feel great, but I don't just want to feel great. I want to actually make a change. Take a step. If you just walk away from this going, that was great. I feel like Jackson, I really haven't served you well. So I would make a commitment to see which of those stories you have and to do what you need to do to get clarity on what you really want and be honest, get with a person. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to get on Jackson or my calendar or one of our team's calendar. You need the opportunity to talk to someone that's going to hold you accountable to really being honest with yourself and not saying, oh yeah, I love cleaning, it's okay, when that's not really what you want. Or yeah, I guess if I could just make $3,000 or $4,000 a year or a month, then I'd be happy. When that you're like, I really want to make 10, but I'm afraid everyone's going to think I'm stupid. It's really hard to have that conversation on your own. I've not found anyone, including myself, that's able to just be that evolved to be able to just like think it through and kind of get on their own, which especially for the dudes, ladies are better at this, but the guys are like, we can figure it out. You can't, I promise. So if you're like, have that conversation with somebody, again, we have just tens of thousands of listeners and we only have a couple coaches at any given time. So if you want to talk, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can get on, hopefully Jackson's calendar. I don't know her specific link or I'd give it, but, you can email her at J Mortensen, J-M-O-R-T. Actually, why don't you give your own email address, Jackson?
Yes, J Mortensen, M-O-R-T-E-N-S-E-N.
You know, I want to change that. I'm going to talk. So we have Jack, for those of you guys who are fans, you know, Jackson Pinky Pinkowski, our paid traffic guy. And internally, we call him Boy Jackson, Girl Jackson. That's it. I'm doing it. So as soon as we hang up, I'm going to email Lindsay and Jackson and go, I want to change Jackson's email address to girljackson@growmycleaningcompany.com.
Perfect.
Because that is so, like, no offense at Mortensen. There's too many E's. It could be O's. I'm like, it wiles me out. So you can try emailing girljackson@growmycleaningcompany.com. Hopefully by the time this releases, that will go to Jackson. But growmycleaningcompany.com/yes will get you an opportunity. Hopefully if there's time, if we have availability, talk with our coaches. But the key is this conversation needs to be had with someone that is going to show up with that mixture of curiosity, lack proper judgment, not judgment on you and your behaviors make you feel bad, but judgment on some of the stories that you've allowed to tell yourself. That conversation, I'm telling you, is the first step. We don't take it. There's like a lot of people email, hey, what's your program? What's the cost? We don't even let anyone, there's nowhere you can just sign up because until we're clear where you are, where you want to be and what you want, I don't even know if we can help you. Why would I take your money to help you with a goal that I don't understand what it is, right? Like if your goal is to just clean, and get more cleaning jobs, that's awesome. We're just, we wouldn't be a fit. I would try and turn you on to someone that can help you do that. It's not a bad goal, just not a fit. So it would be silly for you to come to us and go, can I give you money? Can I sign up for your program? Like, I don't know. What are you trying to accomplish? Like, can I buy this hammer? What are you trying to build? Well, I've got the screw I need to. Well, then we know, hold on, let's back this up. So anyway, all that to say, the first step is always getting crystal clear where you're at, where you want to be, and then coming up with a real life plan to get you, and not a compromising plan of, well, what I want is $10,000 a month to be able to travel the world, but I don't believe I can get that. So what I'll settle for is only cleaning 20 hours a week and making $5,000, right? Like a real conversation. And once you have those clear goals, then you need to come up with an actual plan to get you there. And that plan can't just be, I'll work harder. It'll happen because it has to. Those are the most heartbreaking things we hear because it's really hard to get them out of that. So if that's you and you want our help, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. If we're booked up or something like that, feel free to email Jackson or find someone. This conversation, if you're going to go for it, it's got to happen. We do our best to help, but obviously we're limited capacity. So that's it. Check it out. See you soon. Email and let us know how I can help you. Thanks for hanging, Cleaning Nation.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.